KRN thanks Healthy Shasta for supporting community radio.
Good afternoon. The time is 12 o'clock, and you are listening to KK. Oh, I bet the treat this first time. We'll start that over. Good afternoon. The time is 12:01, and it's time for Locomotion Chain on KKRN, Bella Vista, Round Mountain. Now, we're licensed in Bella Vista Studios up here on Round Mountain. I want to thank all you, my friends and neighbors, near and far, for joining me for the next hour as we listen to some local music. And today I'm honored to bring you a local musician. He's been on the program in the past, and we're glad to have him back again. And the gentleman I'm speaking of is Mr. Andrew G. Bentz from Fall Rivers. Andrew, say hello.
Hello, everybody out there in Radio Land. How are you?
All right, yes, and Andrew, gosh, you know what? I think it's been near 2 years since you've been here.
I think you might be right there, my friend.
Yeah, gosh, I think it was June of 2015, maybe even, and looking back, I don't know, but that really don't matter. I'm glad that you're here now.
Yes, thank you for having me back, Shane, man. Thanks.
Hey, yeah, and thanks for taking a trip down the hill, even though I know it's a beautiful drive. I thank you for doing so and coming to KKRN and sharing your music and personality with our KKRN listeners. I want to put a little plug in right before we get started there to remind our listeners that we are a grassroots listener-supported radio station. And if you haven't taken the opportunity to become part of KKRN's family, you can do so anytime by going to kkrn.org. That's our home page. And you'll find the Donate tab. It takes you to a safe and secure site. And yeah, while you're there, you can give as much as you want and as little as you want. We're kind of on that give us as much as you want in, but it's tax deductible if you're fortunate enough to be in that category. And we are a nonprofit, and thanks so much for doing that. All right, Andrew, let's get into some of your talking about Andrew Bentz and his music.
All right. Thank you. I'm going to play a couple songs. I hope you enjoy them. This first one here is an original called I Don't Know the Reasons Why. Check me out. same reason keeps come to mind. It's the reason that I just don't know. I don't really know the reasons why. I don't really know the reasons why. I don't really know the reasons why. Check me out, don't you wanna check me out? Don't you wanna check me out?
Okay, all righty. Hey, Andrew, yeah, man, good belting that thing out, man. You got such great voice there. And
it's a little early for me, though, Shane, but hey, thanks, man.
You guys.
Take some time to get this thing all warmed up, you know?
Yeah, right. Well, thanks for rolling out of bed before noon. And
old habits here are tough to break.
Yeah, well, yeah, I know the musicians, they work different hours, and oh, well, they work long into the night, I should say. Yeah,
all of the above. And
yeah. Then some. Hey, do you want another do a song, or do you want to talk a little bit?
Whatever you want to do, man.
Well, you know, I'd like to know when did you first start playing music?
Oh,
like at
gosh.
An early age or later in life?
I'm a later in life kind of guy. You know, I'm a late bloomer and a strong finisher, I think.
Oh, yeah, you ain't finished yet, brother. But yeah, you're going strong, you know.
At least that's what I believe, but, you know, you just keep plugging away. So I didn't really start playing music till I was in my mid-20s. And I found that it was a lot of fun because my sports life kind of ended after I got injured, and trying to find a new creative outlet was one of those things where it just kind of fell in my lap, really. And I met some nice people, and we plugged along, and next thing you know, we're in this band and we're having fun, and I'm still in touch with those people today, which is a really cool thing.
All right. Is that the Lollygaggers?
The Lollygaggers is kind of the end product of all that hard work, but the first band was actually a band called Slipknot. And we were a Grateful Dead-inspired band, as I like to say. Not a cover band, but we did a lot of their songs, and we're very much inspired by them. And I still talk to those guys, and we're still friends, and thank God for that. And we still love each other, I think, pretty well. And
That's awesome to hang on to friendships that long. And that's musical do that, huh?
Yeah.
Either that or tear it apart.
Well, I'm very grateful to say that absolutely. We have still remained friends, and I'm very, very grateful for that. And I think that all started the seed back in 1978, where I met this woman, and she turned me on to her friends and family, and we still are not as tight as we used to be, but we're still in God's good graces, so I'm very grateful for that. So
right,
a lot of great memories, a lot of good times, and thank God for that. So
yeah. Is that when you started writing your own music as well, or did it pretty much do it?
No, that takes a while to mature. At least it did for me. I found it in the beginning very difficult to write songs about anything, not taking the artistic plunge, so to speak. That came a little later in life because I thought, man, writing songs is, you know, it's very difficult. But then as I got more in tune, you know, you can write a song about the air. I mean, it's just, there's so much now because my vision is opened and my mind is opened and my artistic abilities have kind of developed to where everything can be written and tapped into, you know, and it's kind of amazing, actually. I do find it, you know, nothing artistically comes that easy to me, but easier, you know.
Right. Yeah. So, well, that is a maturity thing in life, I believe.
Well, sometimes you just have to let it come and not press.
Right.
So patience is not one of my better virtues, but I'm working on it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's a lifelong endeavor, learning that, at least for guys. I don't know. All right. Hey, how about another tune here, Andrew?
Sure. Okay. Let's see. Okay, here's kind of a goofy one.
We like goofy here at KKO. Yeah.
Well, you don't get a lot of options here, okay, with
yeah,
me.
Okay. Right.
If you want that, try somebody else.
No, all right. Let's hear it, brother.
This is called Kicking the Can. Well, I'm just kicking the can, baby. Yes, I am. Kicking the can all across the land. Baby, I'm just kicking the can. Kicking the can everywhere I go, baby. Kicking the can to everyone I know. I said, baby, I'm just kicking the can. Oh, baby, kicking the can all near and far. Kicking the can right over the car. Baby, I'm just kicking the can. Can everywhere I go, oh baby, kicking the can to everyone I know. Baby, I'm just kicking the can. Ah, kick it. Oh, that's right. Baby, I'm just kicking the can. Kicking the can all across the yard. I'm kicking the can cause it ain't very hard. I'm even kicking the can around to my wife. Now I'm kicking the can up and down. Kicking the can all across the town. Baby, that's what I call kicking it in life. Oh, baby, kicking the can everywhere I go. Baby, kicking the can to everyone I know. Baby, I'm just kicking the can. Kicking the can, baby, here and there. Kicking the can everywhere. I said, baby, I'm just. Baby, I'm just. Kicking a can. One, two, you know what to do.
Hey, you're in the KKRN studios with Andrew Bentz playing his special brand of music just for you, our KKRN listeners, and thanking Andrew for coming up to the program today. And, you know, we've been talking about just a little bit about your early music career. Did you start out playing the guitar and singing, or did that evolve as a band member as well? Or
well... Once I found out I had rhythm, it was pretty easy for me to fall into keeping a beat. And at the time, this band had a drummer, and he was kind of the very much artistic type. Oddly enough, I haven't seen or heard from him in quite a long time. And he kind of departed, so we had a vacancy. And at the time, I was playing congas that I got secondhand because I wanted to belong so much. And made every effort to fit in, and there was a spot there that was just kind of, I created it because I bought some instruments off a friend of mine, and then the drummer left, so then I just so happened to find a drum set that I started playing on, and then I played drums, and I think that, you know, I think a lot of musicians should be drum worthy or beat worthy, and I'm very much surprised anymore about how many of them aren't. But I know, like, in some cultures, that's the first thing you learn, and that's a good thing. It doesn't hurt, but no big deal. So I ended up playing drums, and I got given a guitar when I got out of college, and then I just kind of kept with it. I still have that guitar. I actually wore holes in it, and yeah. So it was a long, long, enduring process for me. Just, you know, then I started writing, and because I found that I really enjoy writing original songs and seeing if they're accepted or, you know, by people. I mean, it's just kind of very rewarding, you know, even if you don't get a chance to share them, to at least do it for yourself. And I think it's above everything. It's a nice artistic expression, and it's good therapy, and I enjoy it.
Right,
so
right, yeah.
Nothing, like I say, nothing artistically comes fast and easy to me. You know, it's just a slow, steady process. So you get a lot more time to enjoy it over the years, I guess, so.
Well, yeah, you know, that sticking with it, that determination, a lot of people don't have that, and that's why not everybody's a musician. You got to, if you want to fine-tune your craft, you got to stick with it.
And well, it's like,
I respect that a lot. It's
just like anything in life. I mean, you know, lately I've been out seeing a lot of music live around the North State area, and I'm very impressed about these young people that are just really on the high and mighty, and they're really talented, and they're young, and they're kicking butt, and it's like, wow, it's very, very impressive. You know, I'm always a type that I'm very impressed by young people having it together and pursuing what they want to do. And I never knew what I wanted to do when I grew up, and, you know, still don't know what that is.
Yeah,
well, and I've been down many avenues, but
yeah. We're still exploring life at this age. Yeah. That's good.
Yeah. I think the batteries in my flashlight might be getting a little dim, but
hey,
such is life.
Yeah. Well, you say you were writing music. Do you remember what your first song was about?
I remember, I think it was 1984. I took pen and paper down to the beach. This is when I lived in the beaches of L.A., and I said, I am not leaving the beach till I write a song. It was a blues song, very simple, but kind of a good one. And you know what? I think I'll try it right now. I feel kind of inspired.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right, awesome. That's cool. Thanks for
it's called Miss 99. It's, I think this is the first time that I've actually played it in this style. So here goes. I'll give it a whack. I'm a steamrolling baby, and I steam both night and day. I'm a steamrolling baby, and I steam both night and day. I don't worry about my troubles, 'cause I steam over them anyway. Get easy, never slow down just to rest. My wheels keep rumbling, I'm always to the test. I'm a steamroller, baby, and I see both night and day. Gonna couple up all your boxcars, switch on all your lights, heat up Miss 99's tender box for 444 nights. I'm a steamroller, baby, and I steam both night and day. from the East Coast to the West Coast, and all points in between. After rolling all over your rails, you're the best laid track I've ever seen. I'm a steamroller, baby, and I steamboat night and day. Steamboat night and day. Hey, hey.
Okay, yeah, hey. I really like train songs now. Oh, yeah, those are some great lyrics, brother. Hey, you know, you pulled up here at the station and in quite a collector's item, I think. I know it reminded me of my youth, your Volkswagen bus. What was it, a 64?
No, that's a 1968 VW van Type 2 Transporter. It was actually made in August 67, and in this August, when it'll come around to my purchase of anniversary, I'm the second owner, it will be a 50-year-old car, of which I've owned it 42 years.
Right, that's cool. But, you know, the reason I brought it up was because of the license plate. It still has something to do with your earlier days of being a drummer. Your license plate frame?
That license plate frame was given to me by a lady named Miss Dee Dee McCarty. She's up in Washington. Hi, Dee Dee. She gave me that a long time ago. We used to work together. She was actually the seed of me getting the seed knowledge, the seed person of actually getting me involved in all of this, I'd have to say. We actually did a recording in 1983 at a live show, and I dedicated that recording to her. So she's the one responsible for getting me involved in all this. She gave me that a long time ago.
All right. Well, great. I'm sure she appreciates the shout-out for the acknowledgement. Yeah.
Hope you're doing well, honey.
So you were in bands as a young man, and as life progressed, did you stick with bands, or when did you go out? I know you do a lot of solo work now.
Well, you know, when I moved up to Northern Cal, we lived in Pacifica, and my girlfriend was going to school at Berkeley. I was pursuing what I wanted to do that way musically, and at the time, I was playing in three bands at the same time and doing PA work on the side, so I worked quite a bit. And you know, one band I was playing congas and percussion, another band I was that was a little folk trio we had, that one, and then this other band I was playing rototoms, percussion and stuff. That was a reggae rock band called Rhythm Method. They were really cool. And then I had the A Project of playing in drums in this one band, but I was doing a little bit of side work too, as you know, my solo act. So my thing is, I just want to be involved so much and do something. I can try and find a way to fit in with any kind of endeavor, because when you play percussion, you can be an add-on instead of like bass players. There's only one in a group, you know. Drummer is basically only one in a group. However, I do like a two-drum band. I saw one the other day, and I'll be going again to see them again. Very outstanding. I like the two drum thing, but usually, you know, you can be an add-on guy or do solo work. You'll kind of, I mean, I tell my son, if you can play guitar and sing the original songs, you'll never be without at least a half a job. And if you're really good, you can go on and create. And that's the whole thing about art. I like to find a way to create a place to fit in and add to it. So that's what I think it's kind of all about. You know, ensemble playing is really good. I come from a sports background. So team play is very important to me, and, you know, being one for the team and being for the good of all. That's very important, especially in life, you know, relationships, whatever. I'm no expert on anything, but I like to see supporting evidence to solidify my claim, I guess. But I like being in bands because of the camaraderie and the team play, and it's always good to find a good group of guys or women to be with. I mean, I thoroughly enjoyed playing in bands with women because it kept things on even a greater keel of straightness to me. You know, getting a bunch of guys around can go a little sideways sometimes.
That's just, yeah, you know? That's but, nature of the beast kind of thing.
Well, boys will be boys.
Yeah.
But I never got a chance to play in enough endeavors with women. And, you know, I've been seeing some bands lately that are mixed that way. And, boy, I tell you, they make it look so harmonious, so much fun, and make it look easy. And I just kind of wonder, you know, how that would work amongst, you know, themselves and collectively. It's kind of a joy to behold. So I don't know.
Yeah, cool. Well, now you're doing pretty much solo stuff on you got a gig tonight, don't you?
In
Redding.
Yes, I will be down at the at Kelly's Wine Bar tonight in Redding. From 7:30 to 9:30, that's on Hilltop, 2100 block of Hilltop.
And in 21, it's a 21 and over event. Yeah, it's a.
It is.
That's what I think they have it advertised as.
Oh, well then. I guess I better give the official address. It's 2155 Hilltop.
Okay.
It's
yeah.
Kelly's Wine Bar.
Well,
come on down.
You were surprised at that. I thought maybe you didn't bring your ID with you.
Oh, you know.
They'll let you in your entertainment, yeah. Well, you know what? Gosh, I'm glad you came to the studio. It gives you a chance to get warmed up for this evening. And so if you folks out there want to see Andrew live, he's just as much fun to watch as he is to listen. And I mean that with a great amount of respect, brother.
You're all too kind. Thank you.
Okay, yeah, you're welcome. So, yeah, tonight and... you got another song lined up, or do you want to play one of these ones that we brought in?
You know, I can do, you know, I just, here's a little ditty that's not quite finished, and, you know, I like to cover, or I like to kind of throw in a lot of different mindsets, you know, and sometimes it's good to have a gun to your head because it pushes you, but this isn't completely worked out yet, but here's a little taste of it. It's called Heaven's Wind. So I'm just going to play it until I run out of playing it. So how's that? Thank you.
Okay, thanks for sharing that with us and taking that bold step there. That was good. That was nice of you to share that, Andrew. And
thank you.
Now you played a lot of different genres. You know, the reggae and the folk music and other styles. Do you have kind of a theme in your writing now, or do you do like? Well, I know there, you know, a lot of the themes in writing music is about love, and there's a lot of environmental, you know, like the folk singers and stuff. Do you have a particular name for your style of music, or is it just Andrew Bentz, Andrew J. Bentz?
Gee, Shane, that's a lot of
things. I know, that was a long question, wasn't it?
Well, I'm kind of a way too emotional guy, and I just try and tap what I'm feeling. I mean, there's a line in a song I have yet to put out, but I'm writing it. It's all about like just feeling, going by feeling anyway. I forget the line, but I just kind of deal with what I see in front of me and what I feel. So I just try and, you know, be a mirror and reflect my emotions to put out and to share something hopefully positive. I mean, I had a buddy of mine. He's really good. He's come a long way. And he's really, really talented. And he is now in his later years and starting to be more prolific. I'm very proud of him. And he's very reflective on political statements and putting a lot of that into his songs. And I don't know. I just don't seem to tap into that. I don't know why. Others are better at it. He's very good at it, and his songs stand up pretty well over the course of time, which is a good test. But everybody has their thing, you know.
Absolutely right.
And of course, it's funny you mention that, because he was telling me his wife said, "Why don't you ever write a love song?" And it's like, well, maybe he's not around to that right now. I mean, he's just got so much to say, and he's such a ball of energy that you know, he taps what he taps into, and I know he's quite vocal about his opinions on the state of the current world's affairs, you know. And
there's a lot to write on about
is now, especially, I mean, life in itself just is. I mean, I feel like I've lived a couple of lives, you know, like maybe two or three, and I just sometimes I can't believe where we are, where we've come from, and the scary part is where we're going. I mean, I'd like, you know, my new bumper sticker is "Think young, work hard, rest easy, embrace." But I tell you what, I'm glad to be old. I wouldn't mind being young, but I'm glad I'm old, because it's kind of shaky out there right now.
Yeah, well, you know what?
In a lot of ways.
That because we've lived in the, you know, we do have a past history. And it wasn't always peaceful, you know. We grew up during the civil rights movement, but where you're comparing that, where it's going, but that where we're going seems to be scary. But I think because of where we've been, that's what gives us hope, you know, for the future.
We still know,
yeah,
what hope is, and because I think we lived through. I know myself, our age group, you know, we lived through some tumultuous times, but they were very much realize in the glory days. And nowadays it just seems to be a lot different, and I want to maintain hope, that's for sure, because, you know, life, love, and hope are the only things that are truly worth pursuing. And you know, how we go about them in our interpersonal relationships is the key, I think, in communication. But boy, you know, I know I've been struggling lately. And I'm optimistically very much hopeful. That's all I can say. I mean, you know, nowadays people ask, "How you doing?" And it's more like
that's a loaded question, huh?
Yeah. Well, I you know, with a little bit of levity and maybe a little smarty opinion, it's like, you know, my answer is, who cares? You just keep going. You know, what difference does it make?
Yeah,
you just try and put a smile on your face and keep going. It may not come off so well to some, but I don't know.
Well, yeah, it's kind of like the weather. You just keep plowing ahead no matter what throwing at you. And, yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, certain things you can control and other things you can't. And, You know, somebody that answers, I'm doing fine.
They're just being civilly,
obedient.
Yeah, civilly obedient to being court, yeah.
Anybody can be boring, but it takes a little effort to be not such. But
yeah, and be a whiner, yes. Right, and...
Whatever, I guess.
Yeah. Well, gosh, you know what? We only got about 20 more minutes left here. This hour blows by so fast, man. And you got some more something lined up here for us?
Well, I'll tell you what. Let me try. Let's see. Why don't I try a song here? And this is another little blues thing I wrote. But I don't know. I just like it so much. Okay. And it falls into the vein of optimistically hopeful. There's a good song title. This one's called Brand New Lover.
Thank you, Andrew. I have been enjoying your music so much, I forgot that we're supposed to do a station ID.
Hot dog.
If you're just tuning in or just been tuning in for a little while, I want to let you know that you're listening to KKRN Community Radio. This is Locomotion with Shane. I'm Shane Houchins, your host, and we're enjoying Andrew Bentz, a local singer-songwriter, and in the studio live. And Andrew, he's from our neck of the woods up here in Fall River Mills, and so very grateful for Andrew coming up, and he's getting his mouth organ all set up there, the harmonica. And so yeah, we're gonna get to hear some of Andrew's harmonica playing here in just a moment.
Hold your breath, folks.
All right, well, yeah. So, folks, if you haven't taken the opportunity to become part of KKRN's family, go to kkrn.org, click on that donate tab, or you can send a check to KKRN, P.O. Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California, 96065, or you can call 530-337-1101 and leave a message, and we'll get back to you. Okay, now let's get back
to
Andrew Bitts.
They will get back to you.
Yeah, if it concerns money, you betcha. Yeah, and once again, we are a nonprofit, so that means you can write us off on your taxes. Very cool. Hey, and KKRN, we're getting a studio down in Reading for you folks that live down there in the city. And it's going to make it a little easier for you to come into the studio. We'll talk more about that as that develops further, and we're really excited about that. And let's see, June 24th, we're having a KKRN benefit at the Round Mountain Community Center. Going to have a dinner play from some of your local thespians and musicians, and it's going to be awesome. You can go to kkrn.org, our webpage, and that'll be up on the front page and give you the information on when and how and all that good stuff. So check us out. All right, back to Andrew Bitts.
Hey.
Hey.
Thanks again for having me.
Oh, yeah, thanks, Andrew. Yeah, coming up, man.
this song is, I don't know, kind of one of my favorites. I don't know why. It's a little story. It's called Balance 2. And we got the 12 are out here, and the harp. So,
oh yeah,
good luck. Goodbye, Mama. Please say hello to my banker. Tell my girl she's sweet, don't forget to thank her. The time has come and I've got to run, now paying all of my debts. I'm here today, I'm gone. Help me through, help me through. Rent ain't been paid, any utilities disconnected. Seems my financial calculations were misdirected, and all I own I just dropped in the phone, and I won't be calling you. I'm here today, I'm gone today. Help me through, help me. Please don't tell Pa, you always knew he was the hurting kind. Tell him something, tell him something like I'm doing fine. Give him my best and make up the rest. And he's your word and mine. 'Cause everything will work out in its own sweet time. In its own. In its own, in its own sweet time. decided one last time, take a chance on that romance. But the woman broke my heart right in two when she left me standing with my balance due. And honey, I will get back to someday, one day, one day.
You're listening to Andrew Bentz on Locomotion with Shane, KKRN Community Radio. Thank you, Andrew. That was simply marvelous.
Well,
I can see that's
kind.
I can see that's why it's one of your favorites. I've heard quite a few of your songs, and I agree. I really like that one as well.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I don't know if I have that on a recording, but now I do. And I'll be playing that in later future Locomotion shows. Speaking about the future, let's let folks know where you're going to be again tonight, Andrew.
I'll be down at Kelly's Wine Bar, 2155 Hilltop, in beautiful downtown Reading.
Yeah, and what time is that going to start?
7:30 to 9:30. And happy Memorial Day kickoff party. That's what's going down.
Oh, that's right.
Come on
down. Yeah, right. And let's see, Andrew, is there another way for people to get a hold of you? And, I mean, like, I know you're doing some gigs downtown in the establishments. Do you do, like, anything else, like home?
I'm on Facebook, guys. Andrew Bentz. Catch me.
B-E-N-T-Z.
B-E-N-T-Z.
Yeah, Andrew Bentz. All right, yeah, good. All right, then. And do you have anything lined up here for the near future besides tonight?
I will let you know, Shane.
Oh, yeah.
You'll be the first to know.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, do that, and I'll let our listening audience know about
what you're... Actually, I'll be... I don't have any gigs planned, but I will. Don't worry about that.
Right, and I hope you get a gig or two out of coming up today. And
oh, you know what?
Great.
I'm just happy to keep going.
Yeah, right on. Thanks,
man. You know, the idea is just to share the music, so that's what we'll do.
Right, yeah, that's great. And, gosh, we only have seven more minutes left, man, and we just blew through that hour.
How about if we play that that other little song there with... It's called Washboard Blues.
Washboard Blues. I got Washboard Blues all queued up there. And if you're... Well, I hope you've been listening for the whole hour, but if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Andrew Bentz once again here, one of our local musicians. And This is a. We'll be back with Andrew right after this little tune by Andrew. Okay, here it is.
Washboard, oh washboard, washboard right now. Need my poor washboard and I need it right now. I said dirty is my laundry, my mind needs some cleaning too. Oh washboard, oh washboard, I got deep old rub out blues. My memory is in fade out, a blackout soon it will come. My love has been washed out, baby, by some other one. I said, washboard, oh, washboard, washboard now. I need my poor washboard and I need it right now. This line is getting tired, baby, a little bit of used. My wrinkles all are worn out and my colors way confused. I said love is like a washboard, it really truly is. I said you're rubbing, you're rubbing, you're rubbing, you rub, baby, that's all that it is. I said washboard, oh washboard, washboard right now. I need my poor washboard, baby, and I need it now. But if you rub out all the loving, you're only left with the clean. That's why I need my washboard, baby, you know just what I mean. If you know just what I mean, baby. Washboard, oh washboard, washboard right now. I need my poor washboard. Maybe I need it right now.
Okay, hey, that was that was Andrew Benn singing his Washboard Blues. Andrew, thanks for coming up to the studio and you're heading down the hill. Have a safe journey, brother.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Shane. I appreciate it and I hope to be back. And thank you, everybody out there in Radio Land. It was a pleasure. Thank you.
Okay, and we're going to go out listening to another one of Andrew's tunes. And Andrew, why don't you go ahead and just tell us what it's all about?
This is a song I wrote for my wife after her passing. I got together with my good buddy Joe Choi. He was now in Japan. And he did the music, and I wrote the lyrics, and it's all about her.
Okay, well, thanks for sharing that with us. And Geezer Rock coming up next after Locomotion with Shane, and you've been listening to Andrew Benz for the past hour. You can catch us on our archives at kkrn.org. Just find the Locomotion page. We'll be back next week with Scott Joss. That's right. That's Scott Joss. Okay, folks. Have a great Memorial Day weekend. Yeehaw. Here's Andrew Benz.
Your war is over, no side has ever won. And the lies you touched, baby, will live on and on and on. I will miss you, baby, I will miss you so. I will miss you, baby, like you'll never know. Down and forever say farewell. Lay yourself down and finally surrender. Rest and be well forever and forever. You will see heaven forever and evermore.
This is Josh. You're listening to KKRN Bella Vista, 88.5 FM.
Support for KKRN comes from